Item 5, from the Chief Judge requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract for the period of November 1, 2013 to October 31, 2014 with Justice Point, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $300,000 for the provision of Central Liaison Unit services in support of Milwaukee County's Early Interventions Program as described in the county's application to the United States Bureau of Justice Assistance for Phase 2 Justice Reinvestment Initiative funding. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you. Judge Kramers,
Ms. Sebleski. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Committee. I'm Jeff Kramers, Chief Judge from Milwaukee. With me is Holly Sebleski, who's our Pretrial Services Review Coordinator. Probably took longer to read the note than it will to tell you what this is, but I'm going to let Ms. Sebleski tell you what this item is.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. As many of you are aware, we came before you in July after Milwaukee County had submitted a successful application to the Bureau of Justice Assistance for Phase 2 funding in their Justice Reinvestment Initiative. In April, we received our award notice for a $300,000 grant. We came before the board in July to ask for permission to receive those funds and to issue a competitive RFP for those services. That RFP was issued in August. We received one proposal by the deadline, and that was from Justice Point. That proposal has been reviewed by our review team, which has indicated full support for issuing a contract for those services.
Questions? Supervisor Steskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just noticed, I mean, the last item, this item, the next item, it's Justice Point. Are they the only game in town on this electronic monitoring?
They are not. This is not electronic monitoring. This is services, coordination, and cognitive intervention services for diversions and deferred prosecution agreements. In terms of the question as to whether they're the only game in town, no. Historically, in our RFP processes, we've had proposals from entities such as Wisconsin Community Services, Attic Correctional Service, Community Advocates Justice 2000. In this particular case, that's the only bid that we received.
Okay. And then, Mr. Chair, one more thing. As long as we have the judge here, I just have to ask, again, based on that last item, does it really take months to get a warrant after somebody cuts their bracelet? I mean, that doesn't sound right.
Well, Mr. Chair and Mr. Supervisor, I think we're conflating several issues there, and to put it in context, the sheriff last week in front of finance made a comment about how, well, he'd pick up any absconder that there was a warrant for. Well, that was sort of to go to this issue of cooperation. But what he was leaving out of the picture was he never got a warrant when he was running the absconder unit or had been running the absconder unit. He didn't wait for a warrant from the court. He went out on a temporary warrant that Mr. Hafeman talked about and picked up the people right away. If he could find them within minutes of them cutting off the bracelet, he picked them up within minutes. He didn't wait for a warrant then, and he shouldn't have to wait for a warrant now, the kind of warrant that he's talking about. So that's one part of the answer. The second part is, no, it does not take weeks to get a warrant from the court, except in one circumstance. Normally, it would take probably a few days if it's a situation where someone has absconded and you're simply coming into the court and asking the court to issue a bench warrant for the person. That's as quick as we can get it scheduled on the court date. Might be a day, might be a few days, might be a week. On the other hand, if you're talking about a situation where the law enforcement agency, whether it's the sheriff's department or the House of Correction or a municipality, goes to the district attorney's office and asks for charges for an escape charge or something like that, and then it gets reviewed by the district attorney. Maybe there's some investigation, and then they issue an arrest warrant. That could take a few weeks, I suppose. That's not on the courts. That's however long it takes them to investigate it. So we're really kind of melding several issues there. But on the principal issue of you get somebody on electronic monitoring and they do something wrong, can we go pick them up right away? The answer is, if from law enforcement perspective, absolutely. They don't need to wait for the court to issue a warrant, and the sheriff didn't wait for the courts to issue a warrant. He just went out and picked them up, which is the way it should be. I hope that answers your question, Mr. Supervisor.
Supervisor Rainey. And then
thank you, Mr. Chair. I noticed that the RFP you issued, it stayed out there for about a month. It lasted for about 30 days.
Correct.
Is that the typical timeline that exists for RFP?
That is normally what we have historically done with all of our pretrial services. RFPs is about a month.
And what's the extent of your announcement? Like, how far do you cast the net?
We advertise this particular RFP in the Daily Reporter twice and in the Journal Sentinel on a Sunday, as we normally do with our RFPs.
Do you consider advertising them in some of the local papers?
We have. Historically, the response, my impression, at least from our prior responses to RFPs, is that has not netted us any additional activity. We did have, for this particular RFP, we did have inquiries from two out-of-state vendors, and I encouraged them to submit a proposal if they were interested, and they chose, for whatever their reasons are, to not do that.
So you announce it nationally?
No, I'm assuming that that those particular vendors monitor publications such as the Daily Reporter and the legal section of the Journal Sentinel.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Supervisor, I'd also tell you that with respect to this grant, all of the players that she mentioned before that do electronic monitoring, for example, this is all part of our grant that we have from the National Institute of Corrections, and all of those entities are involved in some way or another with programming in Milwaukee right now, or have been, and we're certainly familiar with the ongoing work. So they knew the RFP was coming as well, independent of the notice that was put in the newspapers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Frazier?
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions from committee? There's a motion for approval by Supervisor Broderick.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskounis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Item 6, please.